Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
So we have heard that there's a rage room coming to the Wells Fargo Center, Dave. Mm-hmm. And just in time, I guess, for the Flyers opener. But I feel like of all of the fans in Philadelphia, Flyers fans aren't the ones with the bad reputation.
You think maybe the Eagles need a rage room
maybe
over at the Link?
Maybe they need a rage room.
Yeah.
But they're not calling it that, right? What are they calling it? They're calling it something else.
The disassembly room. Although it's funny. So like you said, the Flyers home opener is tonight. So they've created this room. And so I'm on Wells Fargo Center website.
Yeah.
And some of the things to describe it are kind of fascinating to me.
Oh.
Can I get your take on this?
Yeah.
So the deal is you can either just walk up to do it, or you can buy a ticket in advance.
But either way, you have to pay, right? You can't just go in.
It's for one person, it's $35. But it says that, and you have to have a ticket to the game on top of that. So it seems kind of pricey.
It is pricey.
But it says that your ticket, so your $35 ticket, grants you and up to four friends access to the room. So that means you get five people in for $35. Is that right?
That's what it sounds like. One ticket gets that. Yeah.
Yeah. And if one ticket's $35, so all of a sudden it's not too bad then.
Okay.
Right. So
how much time do you get in there though? Because you have to like schedule time and stuff, right?
Yeah. So yes, yeah, so you either get to pick schedule time prior to the game, first intermission, second intermission, or post game. So it says each participant will have 5 minutes to rage. Rage is in all caps.
Wow.
And each participant gets 1 5-gallon bucket of breakable items and 1 medium breakable item to smash.
So you can pick something up and smash it.
Yeah.
And then the stuff in the other, but then in the big bucket,
the
you
bucket's
kind of like.
Yeah, it's like glasses and plates and stuff like that. The larger item is like a mirror or a TV.
Okay. And then you, do you have to bring your own weapon?
Oh, no, you don't. That'd be great. Weapons will include baseball bat, metal pipe, crowbar, or hockey stick.
Oh.
What would you choose? Again, you get baseball bat, metal pipe, crowbar, which seems kind of redundant to the metal pipe.
I think hockey stick.
I'm
channeling the Clue game right now.
That's right.
And I'm thinking I'm going to go with the lead pipe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that seems like a more murderous one. So, because the baseball bat, too cliche. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The hockey stick. It
makes sense at the game, but it's wieldy.
It's too long. Yeah. I don't play hockey, so that's out of my comfort zone. You would hurt yourself.
I'm much
more comfortable with wielding a lead pipe than I am even a crowbar, because that's like, I feel like psychopaths use a crowbar.
Oh, see, I would go with the crowbar.
Yeah, you would.
Sense.
Yes,
yeah.
It does
but
make
it's got
sense.
The pointy ends.
I know. Well, that's what scares me about it. I think I like the blunt object of the pipe. That's why I think I'd go with the pipe.
And I can't wait for you to, we have to get you a GoPro and get you into the disassembly room and see what you do for 5 minutes
for 5 minutes, it sounds like that's not enough time. But then really,
that would be
5 minutes of just
swinging wildly.
That's all that you should need. I think this is going to work against them.
Why?
I think you put someone in a room like that, they're not going to get their rage out. They're going to get their rage on, right?
Oh.
Like if they're angry and they start breaking things in there.
And they do it at like one of the intermissions. And then you send them back out there for
like
the third period. They're going to be all fired up.
They're going to be breaking people, right? If that team doesn't turn around, we're in big trouble.
Maybe that's why they don't do it at the Link for the Eagles game.
Yeah, those guys, forget about it. They're already doing that in the parking lot anyway.
That's true.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.